You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. November the 29th is Giving Tuesday, an international day of donating, volunteering and other forms of giving. It follows two shopping days, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and is a chance to give back to causes that are close to our hearts. To find out more about what's happening from RNIB, I'm joined now by Nicola Stanley Dickinson, National Involvement and Engagement Officer for RNIB. Nicola, thanks for speaking to us today.
Hi, Howell. Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
How long has RNIB been taking part in Giving Tuesday?
Yeah, in terms of volunteering or involvement, never before. So it's a new thing.
What are some of the ways that people can give RNIB some of their time?
Yeah, so I just want to mention a few different ways that people can get involved. So first and foremost, RNIB have a Facebook group called RNIB Connect Voices. And that is a platform whereby people can find out more about a variety of different activities. So it could be completing a survey or getting involved in a piece of work. You know, very recently we've had blind and partially sighted people, their families and carers, getting involved to tell us, you know, their thoughts about our new website, you know, and helping us complete, you know, different patient experience questionnaires, for example, so improving the way that they look. You know, and also, as well as helping RNIB with our internal things, it's also an opportunity for external organisations to advertise and get, you know, real-time insight from blind and partially sighted people. Connect Voices is the platform to go to for a myriad of ad hoc things to get involved in that can take you perhaps 5 minutes all the way through to getting involved in advisory groups and so on. Very conscious though, Howell, that not everybody likes Facebook or would want to use that. So there are other activities that we can then get people's insight. So two other activities. There's one called Voice of the Customer. Now, these are a series of discussion groups whereby approximately 8 blind and partially sighted people will go along. It's generally held over Microsoft Teams. You can call into Teams or be dialed in if you need that assistance. And discussions will be around a variety of topics. You know, the most recent one is around public perceptions and attitudes. You know, coming out of lockdown was a scary thing for many blind and partially sighted people. So we really wanted to have a deeper dive into the real issues that, you know, the anxieties that people were facing. They last for around 2 hours. And there's a 15-minute break included in that. People come along, you know, and, you know, they can be involved in future ones or they can, you know, just perhaps be included in a one-off one. It's entirely up to them. And the third activity is similar in that it will have a topic and helps us take that deeper dive into, you know, the certain topics that we're looking at. But that's not a discussion group. It's actually a survey. So this is what we call the tracker survey. Now, what happens with that is an individual who has an eye condition or multiple eye conditions can sign up to take part with the tracker survey. So they can contact the helpline. And individuals can sign up to that. They can be assisted with the sign up process. So the idea is that they'll receive a telephone call once every 3 months, answer a variety of questions. The advisor will record that person's responses. And that's it. Job done. So it's a real quick and easy way. Probably takes between 10 and 20 minutes. If you natter a lot like me, then it'll take nearer to the 20 minutes. But yeah, so just another really quick way that you know, people can get involved with that. So yeah, three various activities there. We are looking at ensuring that we have a good range of people that we talk to so that we can be sure that we are reaching the needs of a variety of people, whether that's a person who's under the age of 34 or somebody who's over 65. Likewise, you know, we're very keen to work with ethnic minority communities, but also, you know, people living in the countries of Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland. So the more the merrier, Howell. The more people we listen to and, you know, of their lived experience, the more we'll really, truly understand what the issues are that our customers face.
Absolutely. And there are a range of ways to get involved, no matter how much time you have to give.
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it could be a very quick answering what we would term as a quick poll question, which would take literally a matter of a minute or two, all the way through to, you know, getting involved in our customer involvement advisory group. And they meet up and help us in an advisory capacity. So, yeah, the key is always that a person is living with one or more eye conditions. A person doesn't have to be certified as a sight impaired or severely sight impaired. The key is that they're living with an eye condition.
And what's the best way to find out some more about how people can get involved and give something back?
Yes, absolutely. So in terms of the voice of the customer discussion groups and the tracker survey, individuals can contact the helpline on 0303 123 9999 and just mention to the advisor that they want to sign up to one of those activities. You're quite welcome to sign up to both. It's whatever is your preference, but there's no obligation to get involved every quarter. It's as little or as much as you like. And for individuals who do want to get involved with the Facebook groups, then they literally could search on Facebook for RNIB Connect Voices.
Well, lots of fantastic information there about how people can give some of their time and give something back through RNIB. Nicola Stanley Dickinson, National Involvement and Engagement Officer for RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Howell.